فِي النَّارِ صَبْغَةً. He will be taken and he'll be dipped one time in the fire of Jahannam. One time this person will be dipped. ثُمَّ يُقَالُ يَبْنَ آدَمْ هَلْ رَأَيْتَ خَيْرًا قَطُّ. Then it will be told to him, O the son of Adam alayhi salam, that did you experience any type of goodness in this world? هَلْ مَرَّ بِكَ نَعِيمٌ قَطُّ. Did you experience any type of favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world? That one experience of Jahannam, that one moment, that one experience will be so severe. It's as though he experienced no comforts at all in this world. Nothing. As though. So he'll reply, فَيَقُولُ لَا وَاللَّهِ يَا رَبِّي. By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I didn't experience any type of comfort at all. So severe that one dipping in the fire of Jahannam will be. وَيُؤْتَى بِأَشَدِّ النَّاسِ بُؤْسًا فِي الدُّنْيَا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. And that person that had the most amount of difficulties in this world, but he is from the people of Jannah, he will be brought now on the day of Qiyamah. And then, فَيُصْبَغُ صَبْغَةً فِي الْجَنَّةِ. And فَيُصْبَغُ صَبْغَةً فِي الْجَنَّةِ. This person will be dipped one time in Jannah. So in our understanding, he had all the type of sicknesses. This person had always monetary problems, problems with his family, and he was being outcast, and he was being oppressed. All types of problems you can even think of, this person had every type of problem. So now, this such a person who went through so much of difficulties in his world, problem after problem after problem, this person will be taken and he'll be dipped into Jannah. For a moment, just dipped into Jannah. But that Jannah is so beautiful, and the experience of Jannah is so beautiful. فَيُقَالُ لَهُ يَبْنَ آدَمِ. It now will be told to him, O son of Adam, هَلْ رَأَيْتَ بُؤْسًا قَطُّ. Did you experience any difficulty? هَلْ مَرَّ بِكَ شِدَّةٌ قَطُّ. Did any type of hardship afflict you in this world? So this person will reply, فَيَقُولُ لَا وَاللَّهِ مَا مَرَّ بِي بُؤْسًا قَطُّ. بُؤْسٌ قَطُّ. That not a single bit of difficulty ever I experienced in this world. One moment. Can you imagine how beautiful that one moment of Jannah will be? That it will make this person forget every hardship, every difficulty, every suffering, every grief, every sorrow that he had in his heart, every type of depression that this person could have had in his heart. One dipping immediately is as though no difficulties at all. So can you imagine what Jannah will be like if there's just one moment is so much? I was just trying to think of an example for our understanding purposes. This may be a small example. We'll never get close to Jannah. Jannah is something else. Sometimes a person is doing Umrah and then it is difficult. In Ramadan, it's hot. Person does it, it's hot, he's feeling thirsty. And then time comes just before Maghrib Salah, this person is sitting there in front of the Kaaba. After he has about two or three glasses, when Azan goes, two or three glasses of that Zamzam and that Khajur, and now he's looking at Baytullah and he's listening to that Azan of the Haram. That beauty, it's as though this person never experienced any difficulty with that Umrah. It's as though he didn't feel thirsty the whole day. Just for that moment that he's capturing the Kaaba Sharif and he's enjoying that Zamzam and he's eating that Khajur and listening to the Azan there, it's as though this person didn't go through any type of difficulty doing the Umrah. So those moments that this person is experiencing is so pleasurable, is so enjoyable, it's as though he experienced no difficulty. So can you imagine what the moments in Jannah will be? The person is dipped one time, it's as though he had no difficulties at all. So therefore, as we mentioned yesterday, that a person should never ever pass any type of judgment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unfair, wa na'udhu billah. Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doing it? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants a person these types of rewards for his difficulties and in hardship, then the person himself will wish, oh Allah, how I wish I had more difficulties in the dunya so I could get more reward. So how can we ever think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala negatively? Today's hadith, Anil Mustawrid ibn Shaddad radiyallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mad dunya fil akhirati illa mislu ma yaj'alu ahadukum usbu'ahu fil yammi falyanzur bima yarji'. Rawahu Muslim. Hazrat Mustawrid ibn Shaddad radiyallahu anhu, he explained that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving a parable, beautiful example. Mad dunya fil akhirah, what is the comparison of this dunya in relation to the akhirah? If you want to do just an example for our simple understanding purposes, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave a beautiful example that what is the comparison of this dunya compared to the akhirat? إِلَّا مِسْلُ مَا يَجْعَلُ أَحَدُكُمْ أُصْبَعُهُ. It's like the example of a person who takes his finger and he dips it in the ocean. Now when he dips his finger in the ocean, he picks up his finger and he looks to see what water remains on his finger. So this person is looking to see what water, that water that remains on his finger is this dunya. And the water that is remaining in the ocean, that is akhirat. So you can imagine the vastness. So whatever this dunya has got to offer, it is just like that water on the person's finger. All the gold, all the silver, all the wealth and all the enjoyments is like that little bit of water on this person's finger. And what Allah has got in store in akhirat and what akhirat is like that whole ocean. So very often, because of this little bit of water on that finger, a person is prepared to forego the whole akhirah, the whole ocean. That only a foolish person will do. The intelligent person will say, I'd rather forego this little bit of water on my finger, and I'd rather try and get the whole ocean. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that understanding. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned these examples to us. So it just make us understand that where our focus should be. Our focus shouldn't be on the little bit of water on the finger. Rather, our focus should be on the whole ocean that is in front of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal, as we know that tonight also is an odd night. We should try and maximize and take full advantage of it. The night starts from the time of Maghrib Salah. So we should try and early on try and take advantage. It will be better for us, inshallah. And tonight also is Khatam al-Quran. Those of us that can come early, we should try and come early and try and be participate in the dua also, inshallah. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين